has to come out with.
Okay, friends, now we're moving on to the second part of the lesson that will consist of questions. There are microphones in the front part. Anyone asking a question, please raise your hand. And we'll pass the mics that are in the front part of the study class to the back part where friends are asking. So whoever has a question, please raise your hand.
Yeah, dear Rav, yesterday you talked about awakening hatred, and it really scared me. I wanted to ask whether you think we're ready for... Yesterday, during the Tish... The workshops, I think, before the Tish, you talked about awakening hatred in the group. And I was scared. I was really scared because... You once said that we're finding it difficult to deal with even these petty hatred, pieces of hatred that gets revealed in the group. So do you think we're ready to cope with this very high level that you're bringing us into?
No. I'm saying it needs to be balanced, that we need to accustom ourselves to states in which there's right and left, the two lines, and they need to be equalized with each other, both together. And for us to be as mature people who understand that this is in nature and that's in nature, and we're in the middle, that we're being managed, or we're managing hatred and love, as love covers all transgressions. Why? Because it comes from the Creator, as we spoke. We will expand on this, but all together we need to control the two. People who are thrown to love, and then to hate, and then again to love, it's like children who are either laughing or crying. They don't have in the middle. We need to nevertheless know how we control those two forms of nature where there's no difference towards relative to the Creator of the two, only the connection between the two. We need to reach that connection, but that connection that we reach, we need to nevertheless divide it in two and to hold on to them for the sake of the connection. So we need to start with it. We need to start working with it. And this is not just like that the evil inclination is giving us hatred, and the good inclination is giving us love, and we must connect between the two. Yes. We need to be experts in being in both of them together. That's true adulthood, maturity. More?
Thank you.
Oh, I don't know who to give to. Everyone. Well.
Уже говорит. Раф, вопрос такой.
The question is, Kabbalah says, and you said it a million times.
Что, в общем-то, не существует никаких падений, есть только
that there are no descents. There is only the ascent in the left line and the ascent in the right line.
Может, мы можем вообще это слово падение убрать из нашего лексикона?
Maybe we can delete the word descent from our lexicon. Now we had an excellent congress in the Arava. We have an ascent in the right line.
Потом пришло ощущение какое-то такое.
Afterwards, we have this feeling of heaviness. Then we have an ascent in the right, in the left line.
Может, это детство, конечно, но.
Maybe it's a bit childish, but
You're talking correctly, that in truth there's no descent in spirituality, only an ascent, meaning we are raised in sanctity, not lowered. But according to our feeling, we are in some descent, some retreat, confusion, not being able to associate ourselves, and this happens. Maybe also today you can feel after the desert a certain fogginess or confusion, a little being lacking certain regular sensations. That's why we took this lesson as the topic, the transition. As we are moving, as we were concentrated between us there in one tent, in one kli, to a state in which we have to now prepare ourselves within these 2 days, already in action of incorporating with a more external audience. Here, these are really very directed actions, and it's not incidentally that we're doing it this way. Today, we're learning with you together here. We'll have another lesson today from 4 to 6, yes? In the afternoon? And tomorrow, we are already going to be working there. In the exhibition gardens, in our preparations. Well, most of the people, yes? And preparing ourselves for the receiving of the external kli. This is how our sensation, our preparation needs to be. We are coming to there in order to receive them and look at them as they are our kli. They are the additional part to our soul, which is ready to join. They don't know exactly how, what, but they're somehow ready, like children that don't really understand that much. And we're doing everything we can to join them, because specifically in their joining to us, we will attain the next spiritual degree. To the extent in which they join us in width, we will rise in height. And that's why our preparation today needs to be specifically in such a manner. Now, we should see, nevertheless, that a descent in our mood or in our energy or our strength, should we see in this a descent? As something negative or not? That's what's written in the wisdom of Kabbalah about the ruin of the temple and all those things. It's certainly for the sake of an ascent, but for the time being, we feel that way. We can see this from the departure of the light, not according to the height of the degree, but the departure of the light. So we call it darkness, night. You hid in your face, and therefore I was perplexed, I was scared. These are things that are happening with us now, but later they will come and practice great things that will, immense things that we will get to know, such descents that we won't be able to say, well, it's like this, it's happening. Together with true spiritual advancement, where we can be above the two lines, states will arrive that are true, harsh, when you're not noticing them, and they will bring a person to a place. Well, we have to go through them. The transition between degrees can be very difficult, confusing. How does he write there? It's hard to depict to ourselves a state of descent in which you're working in Shamati, it seems to me. The time of the descent, it's called. Okay, other questions? I don't know there. Who to ask there? There in the end there.
Hola, Rav. Buen día. Clima mundial.
Hello, Rav, from the World Clear. On all the workshops, you emphasize the importance of the next stage of coming to the Congress.
Que usted nos está mencionando ahorita de la oscuridad que podamos llegar a sentir.
The next phase, you're talking about the darkness that we might feel.
La plegaria sería el remedio, la plegaria de que mis amigos tengan éxito en esta tan importante misión.
Is the prayer or the remedy for this state, praying for the friends, for them to succeed?
Yes, prayer certainly, every place and every state. But what's more important is if all the friends will be aware of this, that we're going through different sharp states, rapid ones, and each needs to be concerned with how he's going to hold the others. How each maintains the others. This is important. I don't look at myself. I try to look at the others and to constantly think how I warm them up, unite them, embrace them. Next, yes?
We're moving forward very quickly. Who's leading us through all these states?
We go through all these states by the reforming light. Only the light shining on us according to our individual and general states arranges us everything. We need to make as much efforts as possible, like children that don't know how, but they jump, they run, they do. By that you grow up. Also in corporeality and also in spirituality, it's the same reforming light which advances all of creation to its correction. Please. Yes.
English. Okay. Rav, what should I do when I see a flaw in the friend, a bad quality that I cannot... I don't like.
That I don't love is very good. The fact that I love it is not good. The fact that I don't love, that's excellent. I have place to work. So there's before me what to do. And to profit from this. And if I do, then... either I'm loving or I'm indifferent. Indifferent is even worse. But as much as we're capable of seeing places for work, for improvement, that's excellent. Yes? I don't pay attention to his qualities because it's not his, it's mine. The fact that I don't love in this in him, then I'm not corrected. It's not that he's not corrected. I'm being shown how much I need to correct. If I was corrected, I would see in all of them only good things. Only good things. The world is all good. What is the world is going to be all good? I need to correct the world? God forbid, that's a curse in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the world correctors. I need to correct myself. So if I see in everything something not good, I'm happy. I'm happy because these are things that are from above that I am worthy of correcting. More? I'll give it to your friend.
I wrote a letter to the Jewish people in which I explained that the difference between these people and the other people is if they dwell very deeply into national unity, if they dwell deeply into national unity, they cannot go into fascism. Although the other nations, if they do this, their way is to go into fascism. But instead for them, it's the doors of love which will be opened. But when I remember what you said sometimes, and when I read the article The Nation from Balasulam, I understand that maybe it's not correct, so can you tell, please?
Repeat what he said so I can understand exactly.
He says that he wrote a letter to Jews that if they unite, for them, it's going to be the door to success. And as opposed to the nations of the world, they'll unite, it'll lead them to fascism.
So what's the question?
What's the question?
Yes, the question is it possible for the Jewish people to unite and go into fascism?
What
does it mean that they will unite? They will unite is like us. We unite in order to connect more the whole world and reach the general correction. Why fascism? I don't understand that. Yes, Chaim, you want to add? Do you want to add something?
Can
Ofer was specifically asking about national unity. He wrote a letter to Jews where he explains that if you will unite on a national level as a nation, there's nothing to be afraid of because you won't reach fascism as opposed to other nations. But then, he says, I started thinking according to what I read in The Nation and what I heard from you, maybe that's a mistake. Can you explain when Jews unite on a national level, can they reach fascism?
No, they can't. It's not in the root of the nation, and you can see this throughout its entire history of this nation. That it's not there. It just simply isn't this matter. It's also the only nation that didn't have slaves like the rest of the nations. When we read in the Torah that there were servants or slaves, the meaning is to the servant of the Lord, meaning one who is in spiritual work. But corporeally, it was never, there was never a case where the people of Israel in the past controlled or ruled over some nation. It's not in their root. Even if they were to think that, oh, let's do something, such a thought wouldn't arrive. But even then, they're not capable, because altogether, each and every nation operates according to its reshimo, its conditions. And since the reshimo of this nation are all from adhesion that they attained back then, in the days of Abraham, then throughout all of history, it wasn't disclosed. It's not capable. Jews cannot be Nazis since their root is the point of the heart. Even though you can see in them today disasters, but not in that direction. Not in the direction of doing harm in an intended way to any other nation. No. You can see this also according to our history, according to our modern history. Money, yes. Honor, yes. All kinds of things. But not hatred. Not true hatred for someone. Even those who were Nazis inside, there's no hatred. The root is what determines here. Well, that's not important for us now. We need to talk about the correction. Yes. Well, get a microphone. Where?
What can I do if in my group there is some person who don't want to work for connection, for love?
You're not allowed to get rid of him, but you have to wait till he ripens. And all of you, except for him, need to talk when he's not there, that you need to be concerned and care for him to be with you and tolerate him and do the work with him, just like you're bringing closer strangers. He's not a stranger. He's nevertheless seeing you. The Creator is holding him in the group. As long as he doesn't damage, he doesn't harm. But all the rest, all the time where he's not harming, but he wants to be beside you, even if he's not capable to connect, hold on to him so he will be there. Yes.
If you can please explain the 30 minutes of criticism per day, how do you work with that? What is that exactly? Because it might endanger the group in some way.
I don't know how to say this. In every group it's something different. I would recommend for the time being not to do criticism for the half an hour, because if you are 24 hours all the time in spiritual ascent, then you can for half an hour allow yourselves to do criticism forcefully. And not because you feel like it, because despite that you don't want, but for that you need to have 24 hours to be constantly in connection. Yes?
No,
well, I need to see the whole spiritual world, because that is my spiritual. That's how it's perceived in the true perception of reality to a person. We don't yet understand what that is, that there's only me and all the rest just appears to me as existing in the way they do, but that's how it appears to me. Because I am still not yet connected. If I were to be connected, I would come to a state in which I would see not even myself, but even the Creator, and not bodies and not this world. That's why it's called the imaginary world, but only the Creator. The upper light fills all of reality. And all of reality is 10 qualities, 10 sfirot, which are connected together in order to reveal themselves in the mutual connection like the light that fills them. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, I promised here. Sorry.
When you feel hate and you understand that you have to cover it with love, can we immediately ask for love, or first of all we have to achieve the recognition that it's possible, that we can do it?
I don't think that I'm not capable. I must ask for correction, the final state, even for the smallest possible thing that appears before me as some obstacle. I am asking for the end of correction. I don't know what it is, like a little child. That's it. This toy for him is the whole world. He demands, he screams, he obligates. How can you put your hands up if you're from here? Yes.
Buenos días. Primero, muchas gracias y gracias a los amigos de Petah Tikva por el gran esfuerzo y el estado al que nos han traído.
Rav, hello, and first of all, thank you very much to you and to the friends from Petah Tikva for the state that we're in and the great power.
La pregunta es, ahorita empezando la clase nos dijo que iban a llegar sensaciones nuevas.
Now, in the beginning of the lesson, he said that we'll have new feelings. What do we do when they appear? How do we cope with them?
We don't need to cope with it. We need to move onwards according to that same way. Love covers all transgressions, meaning constantly more and more connection. And then all the confusions and all the disturbances and lack of orientation and everything will work out. Connection covers everything. Even mechanical connection brings you to the more advanced state. And then all the confusions are corrected. That's what I would recommend. In a simple mechanical way, it doesn't matter how, just there are such states where a person is confused, he doesn't know where he is, what's happening, he can't connect everything. Connection. And then everything starts to be clarified.
Hello, dear Rav. Hello, dear World Kli.
Al principio de la clase, usted dijo que nosotros íbamos a revelar este mundo y otros mundos. ¿A qué se refiere con otros mundos?
At the beginning of the lesson, you said that we will discover this world and other worlds. What do you mean by other worlds?
Well, except for this world, which is not even called the world, it's called the imaginary world. Other than this world, we have measures of spiritual connection between us, which those measures are called the worlds. And we need to acquire them. We need to stabilize them in us until we reach a state in which also from their vessels we move to their filling, where the Kli discloses the light in them that I don't have words for this. We discover the vessels as lights. But these are degrees. These are degrees of attainment, degrees of adhesion. And it's not that we remain in this reality as we are now in. Also, like that, it's also in a physical manner, it's a temporary short thing, and also spiritually it doesn't exist. When you attain the spiritual world, to the extent in which this corporeal state, well, as much as we have a lack of corrections, we still feel it. It's hard to explain. Let's wait for it to be revealed. It'll be revealed. Yes.
Rav, yesterday when our great friends from China spoke, it was felt that there was a huge deficiency revealed. like there's a whole system behind them that it's ready to be connected. When we are in the big congress, can we expect again such revelation of a deficiency?
That depends on us. The deficiency can be even greater. Yes, we have 2-3 times as many of our quantity are connecting to us. And they're external people. And in external people, despite the fact that they're not longing for the same attainment like you, let's say, but they, in their quantity, bring you such a heaviness, such power that you by that can raise yourself to a very high spiritual degree. Because specifically through the connection of the Achab to the Galgalta in Enayim, the Galgalta in Enayim ascend. And therefore, we need to see in them that the Creator is arranging these people for us so that we will raise them. But this is under the condition that we will want to take care of them and to connect with them and to transfer to them all that I receive in spirituality. Everything we attain in the connection between us, and we can be in a connection between us, they're not capable. They're also not capable, they're not arranged in tens or in anything. If we try to be mingled with them and want to rise together with them, we can attain a whole lot. We can attain a lot because it's a very real achap, very heavy, by which we can be assisted in ascent. Without them, no. Yes?
So how do we not fly over this moment? How can we use this in a beneficial way for our common prayer, like that we can be as one man in one heart?
That's why we are here and we're talking about it, and I'm explaining to you and preparing them for the true attitude towards them and the true work, like a Galgalta in Naimi with a Chap in one Partsuv. And we will do all that's possible. I didn't hear from the organizers, but are we going tomorrow there to work or not? Who's going to be talking about this? Who will tell us? So we will also prepare the place, and it's very important for us. Those who work there tomorrow, on the setup, on the building, the convention, in the kitchen, in all the tables, chairs, everything around that will be there. It's very important that we're preparing it for them. For them. So that they, when they come, we will be able to connect with them. In a correct way together, and then we will merit an ascent. I'm doing these things on purpose. In the desert, we connected between us. Now we are preparing ourselves. We're learning how to connect with them. In 2 days, we will carry out this connection, and let's hope that we will have a complete kli, a Galgalta Einayim and a Chap, and we will feel the extent in which this works in practice. More? Yes?
Shalom Rav. Through our work in the Congress, can we sharpen the nations of the world's demands for Israel? And can we also help Israel feel its role to the nations of the world?
והאם גם נוכל לגרום לישראל להרגיש את תפקידם כלפי אומות העולם?
אני מקווה שגם כן.
I hope that we will be able to do that too, although we're not thinking about that. But somehow we're connected. We are the true Israel, which are directed to the Creator, Yashar Kel. To the extent in which we bestow upon them, so that in practice they will change and think in a new way. The people of Israel themselves, I don't think that that's going to happen that fast, or it's possible for it to happen that fast. It doesn't seem to me that way, but we need to try. We need to try and think that by this we are advancing Israel and the nations of the world together to come and work in order to go through this process and from it onwards begin the ascent. Because this crisis and this whole process that we're seeing now is either a way up or a way down, truly. So we should try to give an example of how we, in our connection, influence them, everyone. Yes.
No.
Hello, Rav. During this Congress, how can I bring all this feeling of the connection for the Chinese friend, make the Chinese friend grow up quickly and more join us?
איך אני יכול להעביר את תחושת החיבור הזה לכל החברים בסין שיגדלו ככה יותר מהר גם כן, שיתחברו אלינו ויגדלו עם זה?
אני לא יכול להגיד איך אתה
יכול. I can't see how you can pass this on to them. Altogether, I was in China one time for a week. I tasted just a little of what's there. I'll be happy to come and do a convention there or a meeting, if that is even possible to do. But I don't know. It seems to me that there's so much work there that I don't know. I don't even know how to start with it. Only you can do that. That's, I don't know. Maybe try to first interest the Chinese in the world and through them influence the Chinese nation in China. But I don't have I don't have any opinion or knowledge of what to do with it. It's an immense kli, and how to approach, I don't know. I have no idea how to approach it. Together we will think. Together we will do. Maybe it's possible. We need to also see whether it's possible according to the mood of the regime. Is it not dangerous? Meaning it needs to be in the good form of correction here. We'll think about it. Yes.
Love covers all transgressions,
right?
How do I carry this out?
Its implementation is very simple. We are all 100% in transgressions. We need to try and come to love with everything that's outside of us. Very simply. Everything that's outside of us, if you relate to it with love, you will feel how much you're correcting yourself. With force. Start in force to start arranging your attitude towards what's outside of you with love. Even in a simple corporeal manner, if you make an inner effort, it's already a correction. Well, let's see Coleman.
Question from the English-speaking virtual group. What tools do we have to deal with the darkness before it comes, because we know it'll come?
Darkness does come, and like it or not, it will come. But we need to be ready for this darkness. And even I awaken the darkness. I awaken the night as light shall shine as darkness, and darkness shall shine as light. But I need to make it so that the darkness will be as light, where I specifically, by awakening the deficiencies, hasten the correction. All our work is to precede the corruption before it even comes, and then it's not called a corruption. That's why we need to be in a connection between us on two lines, both on the left and the right, and to be concerned for both the left and the right, and then in such a manner, when we are like that, we will advance in a state that we always have light. Darkness will only define and grow the light.
Question from Finland. How do we practically convey the connection to all those that will come or attend the Congress?
I think it's a smile, some embrace if it's in place, if it's appropriate, participation somewhat. Between us, we already understand that that's how it goes, and we understand why and for what. There's a goal here towards external people that we meet in the convention. They don't understand. They don't feel, especially in the evenings, when people that are truly, they just heard about us a little and come to a little acquaintance. We need to think more correctly about the connection between us so that the air will be filled with a desire to connect, with warmth. That will be in the air, and then everyone, the hearts will melt. I heard that we need to be a transition and that the transition will be difficult. What's the difficulty, Rav? No, I was talking about the transition that's not transferred to someone else, but a transition in us. We are moving now from degree to degree, from state to state. And this is a state that, and between the states, usually a person is confused. He's a little disassociated. He's disoriented. He feels himself not exactly. He came out of the old state and he didn't yet get to the new state. And in between there, he has this loss of lights and he doesn't yet have a new kli. So he's kind of in such states. I've seen this on Rabash. I've also been through them myself, but with Rabash. And I saw the extent in which he also was in states that were very, where he couldn't identify that I was standing in front of him. To that extent, he looks and he doesn't see. Who's this? To that extent. Meaning the states between the degrees are, they're difficult states. It's like moving from world to world. And we need, together, we will all go through this in a much easier way, but nevertheless, there are states that are very confusing to us, where we're disoriented emotionally, physically, spiritually, and we're very obscured, very foggy. We need to get used to it, to know how to tolerate it, and to know how to accept it with the friends.
In the past, I heard Rav say that our work should be in the group and in the tens. Now,
where we have to add people from the outside into our work. How do we do it correctly?
The 10 is as one. 10 is like one. There isn't here any... deviation. Just like I say about myself, I hope that soon I will think I is the 10. And no less. And then in the 10 we start to relate to everyone. And what is to everyone? To all those that I can assemble, collect into my 10. That I can collect to my 10. And then when I gather more and more and more in the 10, the 10 grows. It ascends. It rises and rises. At the expense, specifically on the lower plane, I'm adding, we ascend. That's how I need to relate to it. So I'm expecting a state in which I will see myself in the 10 as closed. Closed one kli, and all the rest are joining that 10, and there is no more than the 10.
How do it correctly? How to correctly extend the work to the rest of the people in the world?
We need to be concerned with our 10, which each is in a 10, and then in another 10, now again in another 10. Doesn't matter, we are all one 10. All of us are 1 10, truly so. And in such a way we advance. And the whole world joins this. Simply, as much as they come, they join.
In order to bring the entire world in on it, do we need an external connection with the people on the outside?
No, we just need to work between us and for them to advertise it. Yes.
Question from Mexico. What do you mean when you say that we can change the chisaron?
Grow it. The growing of the deficiency is all our work. To the right deficiency. The deficiency for adhesion to connection to the Creator.
Question from Odessa. I feel as an uncorrected, the last lowliest uncorrected part. What do I do about it?
Excellent. Feel that way all the time.
What do I do with it?
Continue to work. Yes, I'm the lower one. I am the lowest of them all. And therefore, I'm collecting them all and pushing them to the Creator, raising them to the Creator. And I'm below. That's the infrastructure for everyone.
Question from Russia. Is it possible to say that hate are the differences that are revealed between us that pain me?
No, hatred is not true differences that are revealed between us. Hatred is the opposite of love that is revealed so that it can help us reach love. There's no difference between hatred and love, but rather my attitude, meaning how I identify correctly this quality.
So what is hate then?
The opposite of love. Separation, disconnection, and love is the opposite. Connection. Yes?
Question from Russia. Why is it that when love is revealed, when hate is revealed, I have to see the friends that are perfect?
Because that's the correction of hatred. It's revealed because I'm feeling a gap between us, and I need to receive them in above reason. That's whole.
Question from Mark. A friend doesn't want to work with a group of the 10, but he sees the entire world as his place of work. How to give him the importance of working in the group in the 10?
But he wants to work in the world?
No.
So please, let him give him dissemination. That's it. There is no coercion in spirituality. There is no coercion in spirituality. Whoever wants to work in dissemination, please. Whoever wants to work in the kitchen and not to leave the kitchen, please. Whoever wants to clean. I saw people that, he says, I don't know anything. I come here, I'll clean everything. And cleans constantly, responsible for the cleanliness. Very well. He will advance with everyone. Each has his own role. We don't yet understand the roles in the tens, but later they will be very different roles, even strange and weird. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. These are things that are, it's like heaven and earth each time and the differences between them.
Question from New York. What should we focus on when we connect to the external audience in the Congress? Our connection or collecting their chisronot?
No, not deficiencies, nothing. Just the connection between all of us, that we want to hug everyone. Yes.
Question from Krasnodar. Everything comes from the Creator. How should, can I know what action or response of mine will make the Creator happy every time?
Well, how don't we know? It's written, love thy friend as thyself. If you do that, you're bringing pleasure to the Creator. And then love thy Lord, thy God. You come to Him.
But you reach Him only when you finish all the work that you have to do on this level. There are many questions that I didn't have a chance to translate yet. No problem. Translate them for 4 p.m. Now?
Hello, Alex Tsuriko from the San Francisco group. Rav, I hope that as a result of our connection, many points in the heart will awaken now in the whole world. And there's 2 more days for the Congress. What could we recommend to them if to watch the convention, let's say, on Cub TV, or wait for the regular campuses or the our care in their study?
I don't exactly get the Americans. You don't want to do things like everyone does. You don't want to study like we do. You have your own fantasies, as though there's something to do here differently. Maybe it's America itself that awakens this nonsense in you. I don't know. You have to learn what we're doing. We're not hiding anything from anyone. We're inviting everyone. We also invited everyone to the desert, please. Those that are studying with us on campuses and other places, those that wanted to come, please, those that didn't, we invite everyone to the big Congress. You want, please, you don't, no problem. We're open to everyone all the time. What's the question?
The question has to do with anyone who can't physically come to the convention.
Obviously they can't physically, so they see it through different media lines.
But he's not yet in our framework. He doesn't study yet.
Doesn't matter if it's part of the framework or not. We want for all of them to come and learn who we are.
Meaning it's best to recommend to them to watch Cub TV for the convention.
Yes, if it's still unclear.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. To the extent in which you're here, you recognize that the first spiritual degree that's here is higher than the first spiritual degree in us.
Sorry. We have a few veteran groups. And in that group, not the entire group, but there are many people there that are with us for many years, and I don't feel any difference between those that are in Moscow, Kiev, Peter, other places. Maybe in America, but it's a question. But those that are with us all the time, on a daily basis, I don't see any difference.
the place doesn't determine anything. It doesn't. There are friends here from Moscow who even learn how to speak Hebrew. They know how to read and talk even in Hebrew. You can understand what he's saying, what he wants. They're with us for years. I don't see that they have, that they're lacking some kind of understanding or feeling compared with those that are here on a daily basis, on our lessons. The virtual connection gives a person, according to his desire, allows them to be in complete cooperation.
But what if I don't have the force to see it the way you depicted it? I'll tell a story. We were driving, we stopped in a gas station, they were locals. We gave them a flyer for the convention. There was some kind of flyer with a certain quote. The woman read it and she was just ignited from this. She really connected to it. I had to read it 1,000 times to connect to it. So there's doubts. What can I really pass on to them in this convention?
It just seems to you that she understood what it says there. You understand more than she does. Only she understood as, you know, like a woman, like some external person that it talks about some nice things, talks about love, talks about connection. Then for her, love and connection isn't the same as it is for you. So it's good that you're envious. It's good. Envy, something that really advances a person. But still, everything has its place. On the one hand. On the other hand, you're not familiar with the Israelis. They're more sensitive to such things, on the one hand. To words like love, connection, and so on, yes, on the one hand. On the other hand, when you talk to them about realizing these things, they're very stubborn, very hard, very difficult. It's easier to bring any other nation to this than the people of Israel. They have the strongest ego. The hardest attributes.
Hello, Rav. World Hi. Three.
You said if we would, let's say, have the strength in our 10, then we would change whole of reality. So the word if is very important. What do you mean with the word if we have the strength? In our 10, I mean.
If the 10 will be as one, if the 10 will be as one, meaning that the Creator will dress in it, then this is the source of power for all of mankind to be corrected.
How do you see then the whole world? You see the whole world, if we include the whole world, will we all be sitting in tens? Whole day sitting in tens connecting.
I really see that the world will advance to such a form where they'll have no choice. They'll understand that they have to go through some kind of change. And the education that
will give regarding a better life, connection will be accepted by everyone. Let's hope that it won't be preceded by some war and very difficult states, but that it'll come from understanding. And then we will reach a state where this education will spread all around the world, and the entire world will be divided into tens through the different media lines, virtually, through TV, doesn't matter how. And everyone will participate in it and will feel how from day to day they're getting better, ascending to the attainment of the eternal reality. All in all, we have our reward. We have a present. We have an incentive. That's the biggest possible one. Eternity, wholeness, completeness, rising above all dangers, problems. Besides it being rising above all the minus, all the negative, it's also rising to the positive, to feeling the whole, perfect, and eternal world. That this is something that we don't understand, this upper harmony, that we're clueless, we're immersed in such deficiencies that we just want to run away from them. Therefore, it seems to me that, yes, the world will be divided into groups, not steady, fixed groups. What do I care to sit with these or those? It's only a matter of language. Also, the language is something that you can overcome. And then we will reach the correction very quickly. If we will do what we have to do in the very first generation of the last generation, then after us, it will be much easier for the world. Yes, Vlad.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Меня товарищ попросил задать вопрос из группы из Киева сейчас.
Friend from the Kiev group asked me to ask this question. The light comes out of the darkness. If I raise man for the light of the friend, does that mean that I will discover darkness?
No, that I build the kli for myself. Not that I discover the darkness. If we raise man for the others, then it's not my darkness, even though that it's called the sorrow of parenting, that I'm sorry for the darkness that he's in on the one hand, but on the other hand, I elevate him, so I'm happy, and I pass the light on to Zahab, which is much more than what I'd achieve myself. We just want to... Is it possible to draw here or not? I don't know. Good. We're returning to the same state that there's Galgalta and Anayim. And there's the Ahab. This Ahab is tremendous. In Galgalta and Anayim, there can be no more than Nefesh Ruach. Nefesh and Ruach, that's it. And here, in the Ahab, if we add it to the Galgalta and Anayim, there is the flipping of lights, so to speak, accordingly. So we have the Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Neshama, Chaya, and Yechida. Therefore, the biggest lights, we can't discover them only by the external public. We can discover it only by the external public. And what will we have? Only Nefesh Ruach, which is only liveliness, a kind of enlivenment, like standby. It's like the engine working, but without moving the wheels. Unneutral, right. Neutral, suppose. That's it. Liveliness and only. Therefore, unless we take care of the achap, then we're not doing what we have to do, because the Creator, all in all, we're not in His intention, so to speak. He wants for us to do the work on and for the rest of the sechap. Therefore, meeting the broader public during the Congress is very important. We have to understand that the desert we were in, that we got the ascent from, we got it only in order to realize it in the Achap. And those that during the Congress come to us, we really want to give them our heart, our spirit, inflate them, fill them with everything from the heart, without words. And then we'll feel that we're ascending. This is how it will work. Now,
I heard that we can correct the world in 1/10. Why is it important to grow the world from quantity to quality, quality to quality to quantity?
I want for you to ascend, and there's no way to do it. Even if we were to sit in the desert for another 10 years, doesn't matter. We couldn't ascend. The entire ascent comes as a result of connecting the Achap. Therefore, now we're preparing ourselves to connect the Achap to our next degree. We will rise by it. Whereas if not going to fill them and correct them, but by taking care of them, we elevate ourselves to a higher degree. This is why it's so important. It's a single action, the desert and Ganeta Ocha. These are two congresses that are like one. Only there it's Galgalta and the Naim, and here it's the complete Kli, the Achap. Yeah.
Question from the Russian Kli. All the women that are disconnected, from the people that are disconnected, should I imagine them as the 10 connected to the circle?
Undoubtedly. Of course. Sure that we have to see all of us, ourselves together in 1/10. And also, if possible, also to connect among them in the virtual group as a 10. Doesn't matter how many there will be, 5, 20, call it a 10.
So to look like that will bring me closer to the right perception of reality?
Sure.
What is a field that is blessed by the Creator?
A field blessed by the Creator is, let's say, the field between us that we will fill with love. That in the meantime we feel emptiness in our relations. For it to be filled with love. For the air to be dense.
From Rostov, question. How should I change my qualities to not be afraid of the hatred that is revealed? What is the degree of hatred that will be considered healthy and normal?
It doesn't matter. I'm not taking anything negative into consideration. I'm all the time only willing, preparing myself in order to be ready to cover all the negativity with positive. Love covers for all crimes, so any crimes that are revealed, I'm happy about it because I can cover them with love.
Why do I feel pain when I feel hatred?
It's a lack of wholeness and perfection in the work, not feeling that it's coming from the Creator, that He is the one revealing these broken vessels to us for us to correct them. Kabbalists are actually happy about the darkness.
Question from Kiev. Can I love only when I see the suffering of the friend, that he's lacking a connection with the Creator?
No. It's preferable not to correct the pain that comes from the state of lack, but that will constantly ascend. This is called curing.
How can someone do dissemination if he doesn't have a 10 and doesn't go to morning lessons?
Disseminate. What can he disseminate? Himself. Ah, that's enough. All the rest of the questions, I say that. We'll continue them maybe in the evening. Sort them. Is it worthwhile to bring them up? And in the meantime, yeah.
A few announcements about the activities that we will have today. This morning, at 9:30, we'll have a workshop on Kabbalah and science for our friends in the world, Kli. It'll be here, and it'll be advertised on Tzvi HaTova. Oh, and we'll announce it. We'll see a slide soon. 9:30 this morning.
They'll have time to rest.
And we're going to gather here at 9:30. Everyone will reach, and we'll start it. And there you can see the slide now. After that, throughout the day, at 4, there's a lesson for the world, Kli. It will be originating from Russian that will be translated.
Yeah, you know, I have the webinar every Sunday.
And of course, we have the world global Yeshivat Chavarim today. That is going to be at 6:45.
So from 4 to 6, my lesson, and afterwards?
And then the world gathering of friends, yes.
Good, and whoever wants can gather here at...
I will repeat everything. I'll just add that we're starting with our preparations for the convention, and we will have buses that will go out today at 3 o'clock with friends that will be able to help with the setup. We will be announcing throughout the day all the details, so we will also have preparations in the exhibition gardens.
So, I'll briefly repeat everything. Workshop on the topic of science and Kabbalah. Today has a dissemination workshop between 9:30 and 12:30. It will be here, and it will be broadcasted on Tzvi HaTova. You're invited to watch a festive lesson with Dr. Lightman in the Russian language at 4 p.m. on Tzvi HaTova. And this evening, 6:45, the World Yeshivat Chavarim, we're inviting all of our friends to come together and unite on the Yeshivat Chavarim. Thank you. The World Kabbalah Congress, Connecting to the Good Life. Please keep your earphones in your ears and let's keep the quiet. Dear friends, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention from the 19th to the 21st of February in Tel Aviv. For further details, contact us. Or go to Kabbalah La'am, COIL, and the Kabbalah La'am radio will accompany us on our way. And we'll sing a song. We're asking the friends from the world, please remain with your earphones after the announcements, after the song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהוא טוב וגם מיטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside
endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Казахстан, Сибирь и Крым дышат воздухом одним. Устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine.
Mire lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones, grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite, igniting all the points inside. Endless love will be our guide. Above the place and beyond time, a new humanity will shine. Above the place and beyond time.